Ben Headquarters.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, we're on the app, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to talk to our next guests. In the studio, we have Bill Emerson, Dean of the Charter Academy of Pensacola, and Aaliyah Knight. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the Charter Academy.
Well, we are in our third year of operation. We started initially with 11th and 12th grade students who came and were full-time dual enrollment students with us with the goal of completing a high school diploma and an associate in arts or associate in science degree at the same time. And so we graduated 17 in our first year and 44 in our second year. And this year we added 9th and 10th grade as well out at our Warrington campus. And so we have some of those students that we want to prepare as well. But our goal is to help these students find something they're interested in career-wise, and we're going to do the best we can to prepare them for that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about doing that? Because I actually have an older daughter right now who is taking a little bit of time off from college because she's trying to figure out what to do next. So how do you kind of help direct students?
So we spend a lot of time trying to get them to research careers. And, you know, in the 9th and 10th grade, we're going to have them do speeches. They take speech, and so they're going to do speeches based on their career research. They're going to do some writing based on career research. And then their 11th and 12th grade year, they're senior. They have something known as a capstone project. And that capstone project, they're going to pick something. And it may not be the something they stick with, but they're going to pick a career. And they're going to do a lot of research, and they're going to write up a report, and they're going to spend some hours shadowing some mentor in that area. Mm. And then at the end of that, they're going to do a presentation about what they learned. And at the end of the year, we have a senior symposium in April, and those students present their findings. You know, some of them do a poster presentation, and some of them do an actual PowerPoint-type video presentation of what they found out. And sometimes they find out they love what they chose, and sometimes they find out that, you know, watching people with skin problems with a dermatologist is not their favorite thing to do. Mm. So, again, we want them to just investigate and understand that in this current world, it's just a constant learning path, mm-hmm. that everything that you do, you need to make sure that it's additive and that it just continues to grow your credentials.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know with, again, with my own kids, trying to expose them to as many job shadow opportunities as possible,
yes,
to give them an idea of what careers are out there so that they have a path going forward.
Right.
So it's been a while since we talked last. So what else is new?
Well, we did start that 9th and 10th grade bunch, got transportation together for them. And we have a wide service area. We're serving kids in Escambia and some from Santa Rosa County. You know, we'd had to get food service and all those things put together. Plus, we are renovating a building on the Pensacola campus. We do have 11th and 12th graders that choose that as their campus for attending courses, as well as the Warrington campus. And with the hopes of one day having 9 through 12 at both campuses.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in expansion mode, and we hired some teachers to teach those 9th and 10th graders high school coursework. And we will start the process soon of recruiting again for the next year.
Wonderful. And what are the admission requirements for getting into the academy?
So for the 9th graders, currently the GPA has been waived, but they will have to have their middle school credits completed. For the 10th graders, they have to have 5 high school credits with a 3.0 GPA, including the English 1 and Algebra 1 classes. And for the 11th and 12th graders, they have to have that base 3.0 GPA and have set test scores for the PERT, ACT, and SAT tests.
Okay. And so what does the Charter Academy do to help support the students through that process as they're applying and doing the administration and registering and going through that whole thing? Because it's all new for them.
It is. And so when we have our primary and secondary registration period, which is going to be in February and March, we offer information sessions at night. You know, we invite parents and students to come, and we talk to them about what our expectations are and what they can get from the academy. And then they do their applications, and after we review and accept those students, we just make sure that they get to us all the paperwork we need, transcripts. As far as test scores go, if they've taken the ACT and SAT and a variety of other things that the state of Florida sets as college-ready acceptable scores, then we look at those. But if not, we try to get them in to take a test called the PERT, and we get them there on Pensacola State College campuses, and we get them to set up those, get those scores taken. And sometimes they have to take them a few times to be college-ready, but the requirements for this by the state of Florida say that they've got to have a 3.0 GPA in high school, and that they have to have those college-ready scores. So once they come with us, they have to maintain that. And so we utilize all of the Pensacola State College resources for, you know, writing labs and math labs and other types of support that we can give students. And if they come to us and they need some extra help, we're going to do that for them as well. For the 9th and 10th grade, because it was brand new, there was a lot of angst about whether or not it was going to be something they wanted to do. But we're very small, and so that's something a lot of students are looking for as the area public schools seem to be getting larger and larger. So they come and they like the nice, small, quiet environment. And one of the other things we look at is we look at discipline referrals and attendance issues as well. Because we really need a very strict academic environment where students are focused on learning. And so, you know, we're looking for those students that are more focused on their future than they are on the current post on TikTok. So again, we do everything we can to prepare them. And once we get them, we want to support them.
Yeah, absolutely. And with my own kids, I can say that once they got to high school, we said, okay, it's game on. You know, now your grades matter, how your behavior matters, everything that you do in high school matters, because I know you're not thinking about college, but that's coming next, and you need to be thinking about it.
Yes, sir. And, you know, our students that come and they take those first college classes, it's nice that they have other students that they can talk with about that, because it is a totally different environment than a high school teacher that you see every day. You know, those dual enrollment students have to have an adjustment. And for our 9th and 10th graders, the small class sizes are going to be a lot. The relationship with the teacher is going to be really strong. It's going to be hard to get left behind in that environment.
Real quick, is there any fees associated with attending the Charter Academy?
Nope. Everything is free. The students receive a free laptop. Their tuition is paid for. Any and everything is free.
Oh, that's awesome. Absolutely. So you talked a little bit about dual enrollment. So I kind of want to go there for a second. It's really cool that in high school you can already start earning those credits towards college. Can you talk a little bit about what degrees are available for students? What kind of career paths are open to them?
For the high school students, we hope to get them through an Associate in Arts degree or an Associate in Science degree. We have 44 different advising tracks for the Associate in Arts degrees. So if you have an idea, a lot of our students are looking to go to a four-year college next for a bachelor's degree, or either continue at PSC, one of our bachelor degrees. We try to make sure that we find out what they think they might want to do, and we get them in that advising track. So that can be as specific as if you know what college you want to go to and what program you want to do, we can look at what their first 2 years of college are like, and then we'll get you in the same courses. And, you know, in the state of Florida, if you finish an AA degree with a state college, then you are guaranteed access to a state university. So it's a good program. The associate in science degrees are more geared towards going to work. I mean, when you finish your associate in science degree, and we have over 30 of those different degrees in all kinds of different areas, you're ready to go to work. You can still go on and do a bachelor's degree somewhere, but most of those degrees are specific coursework for, say, cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily transfer back to high school courses, because our whole thing about dual enrollment is you take a course, it counts for college and high school. But the associate in science degrees may not do that. Mm-hmm. But we also have bachelor's degrees at Pensacola State College. We have a Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree. We have 9 other Bachelor of Applied Science degrees, 7 concentrations in business and management, and then we have 2 different concentrations in cybersecurity. And so that's the, I would say, upper academics, but we also offer a lot of advanced technical certificates, college credit certificates, and vocational certificates from everything from we're starting an aircraft mechanics program. Mm. We had truck driving. We have welding, all those ones that you're used to in a vocational program. Mm-hmm. But you can dual enroll in those as well. And so if students come to us and they say that they want to do culinary arts, that's what they want to do, we can help them do that. And, of course, they get a couple of years of college without paying for any of it, which for parents, that's a really good deal.
All right. Once again, if you have any questions for our guest today, 850-437-1620. Or those, you can reach out to us on the app as well. So Bill Knight and Aaliyah Knight and Bill Emerson from the Pensacola Charter Academy are our guests today as well. Looking ahead here, why would parents choose the Charter Academy over other schools?
Well, I mean, we have many benefits. Of course, there's the free 2 years of college. But we also have very highly qualified instructors who provide our students with highly qualified learning. And then there's also students can attend extracurriculars as well if they want to go to their zoned school. And we provide students with a smaller school environment as well. Unlike some of the larger high schools in the community that hold up to 2,000 students, our school enrollment is out at about 300. So the students can work in a smaller classroom and receive that individualized care they might not get going to a larger school.
Okay, nice. So let's see here. How do students complete? You can kind of touch on this a little bit, but just maybe talk about it a little bit more, because I know the benefit of dual enrollment is obviously to shorten that time in college. So can you talk about that for students who are like, oh, more college is just ahead?
Right. Yes, I can. You know, if we have students their full junior and senior years, 4 semesters, we have a really good track record of getting them complete. This last year, of the 44 seniors that graduated, 23 of them completed an AA degree. And out of that 44 group of students, 24 of them had been with us for junior year, and the rest of them came in. So really 23 out of 24 of those students completed their AA degree. But since we accept students throughout the year, sometimes they don't finish that whole 2 years with us. But all of that credit is transferable. So even if you just come and do one semester with us, you will earn college credit that will then transfer to other 4-year colleges. Mm-hmm. And again, for parents, I have 2 daughters that did college, and I wonder how we paid for it. But we had a varied approach in paying for college, but the dual enrollment was definitely a part of that my daughters did while they were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to continue to branch out in what the students we attract. Right now, we're predominantly attracting students who want to go on to a 4-year university after they finish with us. And we're really trying to figure out a way to reach those students that think, maybe I do want to do that one day, but I want to go to work for a while, and I want to make some money. Mm-hmm. And so our AS, Associate in Science programs, will get you ready to enter directly into the workforce, whether it be a registered nursing program or, like I said, cybersecurity, business. There's 30 different ways that we can get you that degree that will get you ready to work. And so some other programs that have bachelor degrees in that area. Sometimes it's very applicable, but a lot of times that certificate you earn is with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to interview, even if you go get a four-year degree, you go to interview, they will say, oh, and you have a certificate in whatever it might be. And that's with you forever.
How about the reverse of that for students who are in the four-year program? They decide, you know what, I don't want to do that. Now I'm going to go over to PSC.
Very, very true. There are a lot of students who have gone to four-year college. And I know Ali and I both spent time in college, and you change your mind as you get going. I know I changed a few times for what my major is, but sometimes they're ready to go to work. And again, they can come over to us and talk to our counselors, whether they come to the Charter Academy or just Pensacola State College. You know, Pensacola State College really offers a little bit for anybody that wants to better themselves and prepare them for a better life in work.
Mm-hmm. Is there any financial aid available to students?
Well, at the Academy, they don't need it.
But okay.
At Pensacola State College, there are lots of different ways that they can take advantage of financial aid, Pell Grants, mm-hmm. and other scholarships that are available. So we certainly move our students on to those folks when they graduate.
So does completing an associate's degree at PSC affect a student's ability to get scholarships at other institutions?
No, not at all. We really encourage our students to apply for the Bright Futures Scholarship, and we also offer them many opportunities to take the SAT and ACT scores, and we also provide them with volunteer opportunities as well through the Interact Club, through the Rotary of Perdido Bay, where students can volunteer and earn those hours towards their Bright Futures Scholarship.
So what else counts towards those volunteer hours? Is it just those particular clubs, or can they go anywhere? Or
does anywhere.
If they have a job, does that count?
If they're getting paid, no.
But if they're getting paid, no.
But,
okay.
There are some, you know, different directions for what counts and what doesn't count. We have a counselor at our school that can certainly guide them through that. But basically, anytime they're offering their free services to someone else, we can document that and count it towards that Bright Future Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then if, let's say you go somewhere else and you want to apply for freshman scholarships, you can get those scholarships. But, you know, when you start, you're going to be taking junior courses, but you're going to be a new student graduating from high school. So they realize kids in dual enrollment courses have moved along, but they don't, you know, keep them from applying for those opportunities.
Interesting. So Bright Futures is a wonderful program. Can you kind of maybe delve into that a little bit deeper and what students need to know about that and getting them ready?
Yes, sir. Bright Futures is a state of Florida funded scholarship, and it's based on a couple things. You have to have a core of courses that you complete, and then based on your GPA and your SAT ACT test scores, you qualify for a couple different levels. One is 100% tuition cost, and then another one is 75%, and then there's also a vocational version of that. So as long as you do have the requirements, you get the scholarship. You have to do some public service, but if you meet the requirements, you've got it, and then you just have to keep it. So a lot of our students will qualify for one of those scholarships, and I can just say as a parent that going to college, there's a lot of different costs. You know, there's tuition and there's fees, and there's books, and then they have to live somewhere if they don't live with you and, you know, stay at home. And so every piece of that puzzle, you need to try to find funding source to help you out as a parent. And so the Bright Future Scholarship is one of those great ways to do that.
Bill Emerson and Aaliyah Knight from the Charter Academy are our guests today. Again, if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. You're welcome to either call us or text that in to us as well. Talk to me a little bit about the Capstone Project.
So the Capstone Project is an amazing opportunity for the students to really learn what career field they might want to take. The students will, of course, pick a mentor, and they'll job shadow that mentor and kind of learn some of the details and tasks of the job. They'll also write a report and present their findings at what's called the Senior Symposium. Some of the students, they'll all present it to Dr. McCabe and the staff, and the best ones get to create a PowerPoint and present that to Dr. Meadows and family and all the staff at the college. So it's a really great opportunity for students to, as Mr. Bill was saying earlier, say, yeah, I don't think that this is the right choice for me, and pivot and really find the career field that they want to take.
Oh, absolutely. So isn't it true that students graduating from the Charter Academy with an associate's degree, or at least college credit, will help parents offset the high cost of a college degree?
It certainly does. And just like I mentioned a while ago, depending on where you think your student might want to go for 4 years for another degree, just go online and check and see what their hourly cost is and multiply it by 60. Because if we get you your Associate in Arts degree, that's how many hours you're going to have, and you take that with you. So, you know, that could be up to $300 an hour, so you can figure out how much money you save. Plus, you're coming to the school and they're living with you. You're not paying room and board. Where you would have to do that if they go off to some other location. So it is really a major help. There are other ways that students can, students can earn college credit, but you know, dual enrollment is widely accepted. And again, just the cost savings for parents is tremendous.
Wonderful. So now, does the Charter Academy have relationships with like businesses in the community where you kind of learn what those emerging needs are? You mentioned truck driving, you've mentioned cybersecurity, you've mentioned nursing, all fields that are in the future going to be looking for a lot of workers. Are you working closely with those business partners in the community?
We do have business partners that we work with, and the Academy itself was born from a need for places for Navy families that were coming from all over the country and were looking for specific opportunities, and they had kind of mentioned that they weren't finding what they were looking for. So Captain Kinsella, that was out there a few years ago, he talked with President Meadows, and they decided that they wanted to offer some opportunity that wasn't currently available. These collegiate high schools or academies were popping up all over the state, and so the idea being that we were going to have an availability, we're out at the Warrington campus, for those families to choose. So I say that to say that we are trying to prepare students for the area's needs. If you look at Pensacola State College, the different programs we have, like aviation mechanics, you know, this is the place for aviation.
Mm-hmm.
And when our community tells us that we have a need for a specific type of job to be filled, of course, we will work with the other universities in the area, but we try to make sure that we bring something, make something available in that area so that we can help fill those spots. But Pensacola State College itself has relationships with all of the chambers of commerce and all the tourism development councils, and so we are working all the time to try to fill those holes.
That is wonderful. And so it sounds like the Charter Academy is really focused on getting students prepared for what their career is going to be, right?
Right. You know, PSC has a motto that says, go here and get there,
mm-hmm.
and wherever there is. And so, like I said, our students that come to us are already thinking about where they want to go. And they think that they want to be successful college students and they want to be challenged. We offer an honors curriculum. You know, we have math, English, science, social studies, social studies honors courses. And so we're challenging these students, and then we're also running them through speech so that they learn how to speak publicly. We're going to run them through a college success class to teach them how to study and be successful in college. In our English courses, we're going to teach them how to write well and do all those things. And we're also running them through some computer courses, a dual enrollment computer course, to teach them the basics of computers and networks and how they can use that to help them produce college work that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So we really hope that the students that come to us, we're uniquely preparing them to be successful college students.
Wonderful. Well, we have about 30 seconds left, so as we're about ready to sign off, is there a way for people to connect with you? And is there a website, phone number?
Yes, they can go visit our website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu, and just check us out. Our phone number is located on there as well.
Bill Emerson, Aaliyah Knight from the Charter Academy of Pensacola, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.